This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Yes, back after almost a freakish flash fire that would have occurred thanks to plugging up a laptop. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. We haven't heard from them in a little bit, sceduling and then holidays and everything else. But, well, just in time for Christmas.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
Joining us again from the Alien Gear Holsters blog, which that's Bigfoot Gun Belts too, is Sam Huber. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Did you move? I was talking with Mo today, and she said everybody's in the same building. Did you move?
Yeah, we did. We did move location. So we moved from Hayden, Idaho, to Post Falls, Idaho, about 15 minutes down the road.
Okay. Well, I just thought that was pretty cool. I thought that was pretty cool to have everybody under one roof. Are you going to be going to SHOT Show?
I certainly hope so. It's in the works at the moment. Where I haven't gotten word yet that I definitely will. But if it's in the cards, I would certainly be happy with that. I'm really hoping I'll be able to.
Anyway, we'll probably talk about that later on. I noticed that you actually got out there and wrote an article about Glocks. Does this, when I saw that, I was like, I wonder if he's made the switch, which is not really the switch. You're going to still be a 1911 guy. You're just thinking about carrying a Glock, right? Or something like a Glock.
Something like it. Something like it. I haven't made the switch, but I keep seeing it in forums and, hearing people talk about it. And I get a little bit, I get a bit tired of hearing it, saying, oh, they're unsafe, or, they just lead to NDs, and the truth is they don't, if you handle them right. So if you're careful, like you should be with any gun, they're perfectly safe.
Well, I have never been one, and I don't know if it's part of upbringing or something, but I'm almost certain that you, as a 1911 carrier, do you carry cocked and locked?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. For the most part, I do, though.
Well, even whether you're cocked and locked or not, do you ever stick your finger in the trigger guard and just play around with the trigger, just being fidgety?
No.
I suspect you do not do that. And that's really the only way just about any modern handgun is going to do an ND, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Granted, there are some other circumstances in which it can happen. For instance, if anything, anything like an article, like a bit of clothing or something gets in your holster and you jam it down in there, that can happen. Or, or what happens to a lot of people is they'll try to carry in a really irresponsible way, like say jamming their gun into their waistband or into a pocket and not wearing a holster of any kind. Even if you're going to pocket carry, you really need to be employing a pocket holster, you know, for safety, for exactly this reason. And, you know, there'll be the person walking around or they sit down or something and, you know, the pocket lining or something else that happens to be in their pocket or, you know, something in the waistband snags the trigger and bang, that's what happened. So,
yeah.
Really, ultimately, and a lot of the vast majority of NDs are completely preventable. Just keep anything and everything away from the trigger. It's just that simple.
Yeah. And if, I mean, the other thing about NDs, if you're going to be handling a gun, as long as you're, the finger just doesn't go with the trigger guard. I just don't understand how that's, why that's a thing nowadays. I mean,
no.
even with the holster that I use to carry when I'm riding a bike, which is essentially a bike bag, I have a Kydex holster inside of it to keep the trigger and the trigger guard safe, to keep it kept away from anything else in there. And I don't carry anything else in there except some spare magazines. I'm not when I hear about these guys carrying these quote unquote pocket pistols, that just makes me just sort of leery. I just think that's an accident waiting to happen. I know they make holsters that fit into your pocket that will, you know, I guess make it look like a wallet with a pistol grip or something. I don't know.
Yeah. No, there are those out there, and you know, and pocket holsters have been, pocket holsters have been an accessory that's on the concealed carry market for, geez, years and years now. I mean, there's really no excuse for not having one. I mean, your pocket carry really can be an accident waiting to happen, and there are a lot of negligent discharges happen because somebody is, you know, negligently pocket carrying. I mean, really, you should avoid any off-the-body carry if at all possible. Like, you know, you should always carry on the waistband if you can help it. But if you have to pocket carry, you got to do it with a pocket holster. Otherwise, you're just asking for it. Well, maybe not asking for it, but you're courting disaster.
Yeah. Courting disaster. That's about as nice a way to put it as I think anybody could do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, really, you're being an idiot. But you know, I wanted to put a nice way.
Yeah, that's the other way to put it too. When we come back, we're coming up on the first break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the specials going on at Alien Gear. And one of the spots they sent me is that Bigfoot gun belt one, which I have never handled one. And I know you've talked about it a little bit, but I want to talk about that one and why it's important in the some of the two-in-one things. And they've just come out with these magazine carriers, inside the waistband magazine carriers. So let's talk about that a little bit. I'm sure that you do you get to test out all the new stuff? Do they come to you and say, hey, Sam, we got some new things we'd like for you to run around with?
They usually do bring it around for people to have a look. So, yeah, I've seen them, for sure.
Yeah, that must be a pretty sweet gig to put together. I'm still on the hunt, though, for the 1911. I'm still looking to go back to my roots, and you're still considering maybe something like a Glock. It's interesting times here at Christmas time. But
definitely.
Alien Gear holsters, you can hear the spots here. They're running Christmas specials. They've come out with new products and everything else. Go to their website, Alien Gear. Is it aliengearholsters.com or aliengear.com? I never get that right.
aliengearholsters.com.
Thank you so much for that. Go check that stuff out. This is the, I mean, you get it out of the box, you stick it in your belt, you carry your gun, it's broken and ready to go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
eliminating the faults, creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapon modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made to store the love to eat. Yum!
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Joined again by the one, the only, Sam Huber of Alien Gear Holsters, of the Alien Gear Holsters blog, quite a few other things that he does. There's been some more stuff come up on Ammoland, hasn't there?
Unfortunately not yet. I should get in touch with this guy.
I understand. Yes. Let's talk about one thing that you did right, okay, that I don't know if it showed up on Ammoland, but it was a vindication of something that I preach all the time. You talked about how important is it to pick a holster that you can reholster with.
Right. And so it's important. It's really important in some situations. It's not so important in others. So where it's really important is at the range. It's really important there because, well, it's pretty obvious. Taking it in, you know, you're taking it in and out of the holster because you have to use it. Everywhere else, you know, it actually doesn't matter so much because, quite frankly, it, you know, during the normal course of, of a day while you're concealed carrying, you really shouldn't be taking your gun in and out of your holster very much at all. In fact, not at all, really.
Right.
Yeah, so it doesn't really matter. And, you know, and furthermore, if on the, you know, in the rare circumstance where you actually would have to actually use it, you know, getting it back in the holster is going to be, you know, going to be the least of your concerns. You know, the first concern is going to, you know, there are a lot of other things that are going to be, you know, that are going to be a lot more important than being able to reholster your gun.
With the holster that somebody's going to pick, though, okay? And I have always thought, and you can correct me because I didn't research it. You know, this is just me thinking out loud. Because of the training, I guess, because when you are training, you are constantly taking your pistol in and out of your holster. Is that really when it matters the most is during training? The kind of holster you picked out and the, is it all about being able to train and, I don't know,
Yeah,
and not shoot yourself while you're training, or not have an ND while you're training.
Yeah, that's exactly when it makes the most difference. Because when you're training, for concealed carry, often enough, you always have to practice the draw. Yeah, that's incredibly important. You have to practice, and in order to practice it, you have to be able to reholster. So in that situation, it matters. It matters a great deal. Then it's incredibly important. But outside of training, it doesn't matter nearly as much because you're not supposed to be, or, well, not supposed to be, but there aren't too many situations in which you're going to be taking your gun in and out of your holster very often at all. So outside of, you know, outside of the range, outside of training, no, it doesn't matter. That much. I mean, ideally, you will want to carry with the holster you train with.
Right.
Because, you know, the fewer variables you introduce into the equation, the better. But that being said, that's when it really matters. And it really matters then. But outside that, no, reholsterability doesn't matter nearly as much when you're actually carrying.
Isn't the big problem sort of the reverse, though? Isn't it that most people don't train with the holster that they used to carry? I've seen guys go to concealed carry permit classes, you know, and they have to train, or they in South Carolina they have to quote unquote qualify. But they'll show up with, I mean, drop legs and big six, you know, cowboy six shooters and everything on a big cowboy gun belt and everything else. And you know they're not going to carry that. You know they're not going to carry it concealed. I mean, I don't. How do you conceal a single action six shooter? I'm sure you can do it.
Trench coat.
Yeah, there you go. I guess that's
it's really about it.
All the guns that are being carried around the Metropolitan Opera with all the big overcoats that are there. That's the only place they can carry them is the Metropolitan Opera in New York, where they can't even have a gun. I'm waiting to see a shift in training. Now, you do a lot of training, right? Do you go to any training classes where it is emphasized that they train the way they carry?
I haven't gotten out to nearly as many training classes as I'd like, but that has been emphasized. Yeah, that you essentially train. You know, you want to do as much realistic training as possible. That includes, you know, you don't show up with a range pistol to training. You show up with a gun you're likely to actually carry, and you show up with a holster that you're likely to actually carry. And most training classes emphasize that you're supposed to bring a holster that you can train with and that you can trust to actually carry in the real world. So, yeah, absolutely.
As we head into the next break, we've got about a minute and a half. The Bigfoot gun belt that they're running on special, 14-ounce leather and steel core. That's a pretty sturdy belt, huh?
It is pretty beefy. Yeah, that's a pretty big strap, that's for sure. The 14-ounce of steel core is going to be good enough for just about anyone's daily carry need. Although, if you want to, you can go up to the 18-ounce, which is even thicker. So the 14-ounce is really good for a lot of compact guns, and you know it can handle a full sizer. But the 18-ounce is really for really more for people who are carrying a full size gun.
1911.
Yeah.
Would that work for the 1911?
That would definitely work for a 1911.
You know what?
Most definitely.
I talked to Mo today, and I should have talked to her about maybe if I were to get the holster for the 1911, I would feel a need to go out and get the gun. Because I'd hate to have a nice holster and nothing to carry around in it. We're talking to Sam Huber of Alien Gear Holsters, gunbelts.com. I mean, he writes all over the place. Excellent stuff. I mean, all about concealed carry. When we get back, we're going to talk about carjackings, if that's okay with you, sir, because you wrote about that, too. This is Lock and Load.
Think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Joined again from Alien Gear Holsters by Sam Huber. And now, Sam, you wrote a very, very good article about carjacking not too long ago. Let's talk about that. Carjacking and the way you carry your gun can have a whole lot to do with it. But you actually went in depth about what carjacking is and everything. Give us some stats on carjacking that you have.
Right. So, unfortunately, the stats I did uncover were not exactly they weren't exactly fresh. These were national statistics. They were from the Bureau of Justice Statistics.
Okay. Right.
I mean, you can find fresher stuff that are more localized. So, like, just for, you know, say, Los Angeles, New York, whatever. But these were national statistics. That's it. So, first of all, is the definition of what a carjacking is. Now, the word is a portmanteau of car and hijacking, meaning a person who hijacks your car. So it's essentially a combination of car theft and armed robbery. Anyway, so by 1996, there are an average of about 48,000 of them per year. Now, the thing is, it's, you know, it, not all of them are successful. Only about 50% actually end up working. Most of the time, nothing, you know, nobody is harmed. Usually about 84% of the time, you know, it really is just, you know, incredibly frightening. But, you know, most people who are victims of carjacking are not going to be hurt. Firearms are used by the perpetrator about 72% of the time, or 83% of the time. When it actually works, when a when a criminal is able to successfully take another person's car, about 72% of the time that it's of successful carjackings, the carjacker has a gun, but only about 22% of the time when it doesn't. And about 84% of people who get carjacked don't suffer any injuries. Only about 4% get seriously injured, but the corollary is about 27% of homicides by stranger, meaning a person you don't know, because unfortunately, what we have learned about murder statistics is you're actually more likely to be killed by somebody you know rather than somebody you don't. But about 27% of homicides by strangers are related to theft of a vehicle. That said, more than 90% of carjackings occur in either urban or suburban environments. So if you are in or close to a big city, that is a higher risk area. The highest risk areas tend to be like open and, associated with car parking. So often enough, like large parking lots associated with public transportation, like big park and ride lots, those are the highest risk areas. You know, residential areas are also higher risk, as are commercial areas. So like, you know, other car parks and, places like restaurants, gas stations, and so on and so forth. Those are all really your highest risk areas. And actually, more tend to occur during the day. And not only that, most successful carjackings actually occur during daytime hours rather than at night. Believe it or not.
And I believe that. I used to drive for Uber. And from time to time, there'd be somebody, if there's all these areas around town where they're trying to gentrify it. But it's not gentrified. Mm-hmm. So I'll go into the sketchy part of town that's half nice, half sketchy. And more than once, I've been shadowed by somebody because to Uber, you have to have a relatively new car compared to what, you know, it has to have been a certain model year and it has to be in a certain kind of shape. And so it's a nice looking car if you're going to get certified to Uber. And, you know, more than once that's happened, and more than once I've had maybe I shouldn't say that, though. I was always ready as an Uber driver, though.
It's terrible, and I am a big fan of Uber and Lyft. I think they're fantastic. I do understand, but I'm really disappointed in all the opposition to Uber and Lyft in a lot of areas, but unfortunately, you know, there are bad people out there. And if you're gonna drive for Uber or Lyft, and you tend to do business in a lot of the areas that you mentioned, you know, downtown areas and urban environments, and you know, the gentrified neighborhoods, which tends to be where all the smart restaurants and bars and whatnot get located these days. Yeah, I would really recommend that you have a piece just, you know, for exactly those reasons.
Now, while these statistics are relatively got a little age on them and everything, I think they probably would, as far as percentage-wise, they probably still hold true, wouldn't you? I mean, maybe up or down a couple of percentage points, nothing without the nothing beyond the point of or the range of error. But really, truly, if people just pay a little bit of attention, I mean, I see people all the time, and I've seen video of people that are so intent on what's on their phone, they don't realize they're idling forward until they hit the car in front of them. If people would just be a little more alert, lock their doors when they drive their car and everything else, that slows down a carjacker, doesn't it?
It can certainly slow them down, especially if you have somebody, especially if you have someone who's trying to run up and open the door. Although, unfortunately, this didn't make it into the article, but you know, this may come out later somewhere. But one of the most common tactics with carjacking is not actually what you would think, as far as what you see on TV and in the movies, which right. is where a bad guy runs up and like tries to break the window or open the door and, you know, put a gun in somebody's face, get out the car, and, you know, and this, that, the other thing. Believe it or not, that's actually less common than you think. Often enough, one of the most common tactics in the, according to BJS data, was actually an act of subterfuge. So somebody would pretend to be a stranded motorist or something like that, and while you know, some poor good Samaritan would stop to help, and that's when they pop you, when you're not paying attention.
Yeah,
and
that awareness
tends to be successful. You know, as they say, no good deed goes unpunished.
No good deed goes unpunished. Thankfully, my car locks itself when I take off. When I put it in gear, I've got a little light that stays lit up, because more than once, there's been some Uber passengers that'll run right up beside you and say, "Hey, are you the Uber?" You know, they're drunk in fury. Right now at the Alien Gear Holster website, you can get the Cloak Tuck 3.0 for $43.88. It's no break-in time, steel retention core, neoprene padded, shell trades for life. Sort of like no way to lose with that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Joined again by Sam Huber from Alien Gear Holsters. And we're going to do sort of a lightning round. So we can get some things out. Like the new Alien Gear mag carriers that are coming out. What do you think of those?
They are sweet. Oh wow. they're something else. So the great thing about them is they're so incredibly versatile. You can carry them inside or outside the waistband. It's your choice. You can set retention how you want. You can set the angle you carry them at how you want. Fully vertical, canted forward or backward, depending on how you like that, or even completely horizontal if you want it to essentially not go above or below the belt line. They're pretty sweet.
Now, have you tried carrying them yet?
I haven't carried in them yet, but I did get to play around with them a bit just before launch, and oh my gosh, they're amazing.
You know, a lot of people that I know that carry the gun inside the waistband will either carry their magazines in a pocket, if they're carrying spare magazines, carry them in a pocket, or carry them in a magazine carrier that's outside the waistband, which I've often wondered about that. I guess there's no law against having magazines on your belt, I don't know. I don't know where the mindset comes from that. These will work inside the waistband, yeah?
Yes, they will. They definitely will. The great thing about them is they come with a, you know, if you order them, and you can order either a single or a single or a double. All right, so there's a dual magazine, there's like a dual magazine pack or single magazine pack. All up to the buyer. It comes with a kit. So besides the, you know, the magazine bucket itself, there's a couple, it comes with two different belt clips, one for IWB carry, one for OWB carry. But it also comes with a backer for IWB carry. And it's a lot like the, our 3.0 cloak tuck holster. So it's got the neoprene backer and the, you know, the alien skin top surface. So, you know, they're incredibly comfortable inside the waistband. Carry it any way you want. Now they're, like I said, astoundingly versatile.
That, I'm supposed to send Mo a, I'm actually carrying something a little different right now. I don't know if you and I had talked about this or not, but I've got right now I'm carrying a M&P shield with a plus, and I've got some Hive Industries or Hive Technologies plus two base plates on the bottom of the 8-round magazine. So it's a 10-round magazine, and what I like about it is it's very, very narrow. And I'm thinking that, because when I was talking to Mo today, she was like, you need to let me know what single stack, double stack. And I'm thinking I'm going to ask her for a rig to carry this. And just do the whole thing. Just do the whole thing. It'll be a lot easier to review it and to actually comment on it if I'm actually doing the whole thing. So I think that's what I'm going to do. What do you think?
That sounds like a great idea. Yeah. And, you know, we have them for a wide variety of magazines already. And I believe that includes the shield. I actually find out for you here real quick.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Absolutely. Good to go on the shield. Yeah.
One of the things I want to point out to people listening is that one of the reasons that I so like the Alien Gear blog is that you guys don't spend everything that you spend time on has to do what somebody is probably going to be carrying day to day. There's other things to be sure about guns that are out there today. But I don't see too many articles in there about, like, what's the best plates to have in your plate carrier, what's the best, what's the best AR to have or anything else like that, because you guys are specializing in concealed carry. So you primarily deal with the self-defense handgun, and that's one of the things I like. You've got one article there called the Five Concealed Carry Shooting Drills for Self-Defense, which is, you know, this is the kind of thing that people would read and realize they got to go out and get training to actually figure out what you're talking about, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. Ideally a person will get training, and these would be kind of the basic drills that you would do by yourself to keep your skills sharp. I mean, granted, the best thing to do is to have an instructor walk you through it, show you how to do it right, and then practice on your own to get better, or stay on top of your skills, because shooting skills diminish, you know, if you go a long time without practicing. But and really those are five. You know, maybe you don't necessarily need an instructor to show you these drills because they're relatively simple, but there's also a lot of nuance to them that you might not necessarily get if you don't at least have an instructor walk you through them first. But those five drills are like the meat and potatoes, you know, not necessarily everything you'd ever need, but if all you practiced were those five drills, like, you'd be okay.
I think that what an article like that does now, so I think somebody could go out there and try to work on that, but really the only way to figure out if you're doing it correctly is to either have somebody watch you or maybe video yourself and then you watch it and try to find somebody that actually knows how to do it. I like articles like that because I think it leads people to train. And I think that the next big boom that we're going to see in the gun industry, considering what we've seen politically now, is going to be training. I hope so. Anyway, that would be my hope. That would be my goal. My hope and my goal. So, just out of curiosity, with your 1911, how do you which one of the alien gear holsters do you use for that?
I got I have an IWB. I actually need to replace it. I actually have one of the 2.0s. I need to actually upgrade it to a 3.0, but that's the one I have.
Is the difference between the 3.0 and the 2.0 just a minor change in the design or the tuckability, or what is?
No, the big difference between the two, the 2.0 has a different top layer, because it's it has the neoprene backer, but it has a different surface. The 2.0 surface was a bit different. The 3.0 is a lot stickier in a sense. It's a little bit more drag. Also, the 3.0 has the spring steel core, and I keep meaning to buy one, but I just haven't gotten around to it.
Well, the problem, I think the biggest problem I see with those is that they're as good as they are, even probably the 2.0, it's probably, if you replace it, it'll be just because you want to, not because you need to, right?
Right.
Yeah. You're going to be able to carve some time out for us next week, sir?
Absolutely.
All right. Same bat time, same bat channel. Sam will be joining us next week. AlienGearHolsters.com. Their Christmas specials are in play right now. Go check out the new magazine carriers they've got. They do look especially sweet. I'm sort of drooling in anticipation of them. Check out the blog. This is all about what you carry every day. Check out the blog, because that's what that is about. And the mag carriers. Go look at those. Those are inside the waistband, outside the waistband, completely convertible. You can have it your way. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense. As we roll on into hour number two, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV4Life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.